My dear friends, on this Easter day, as you mentioned, there is a word that comes up very often in our songs and also from our mouth, the word Hallelujah, which means give thanks to God, say thanks to God. But you know what? I am sure there are people in the world who don't want to sing or say Hallelujah. Many have worries, sorrows, and fear for the present and the future. We think right now of those who have worries because of sickness, family discord, or some who have lost a loved one. There are also some of us who have the fear for the future because of the crisis, the unemployment. And even if we don't bear any of these pains, we cannot ignore all the evil in the world. Violence in our cities, in our school with the mass shootings, hatred, wars, division, and political manipulation even in our country. If we sing Hallelujah, that means thank you God. It's not to take refuge in the religion. For the Christian faith is the opposite of flight. It is an attitude of incredible realism. He forces us to look at our present and also at our future. But we look at it from a different angle because at the base of our faith, there is the risen Jesus. He is at the heart of our life. He sends us to those who suffer and he expects us to be witnesses of hope near them. Throughout this Easter time, if you come back to the church, we will listen to the gospel when we speak of the resurrection of Jesus. And when we read them, we see that they have different ways of telling events. We cannot make a chronology of Easter day, but all those who write the gospel, I agree on one essential thing. They tell us that Jesus' friend didn't believe in the resurrection of the master and friend that day. At first, they doubted. They said, it's not possible. But now, only one of them believes it is John. The other remained locked up. Even the woman whose mission was to announce the good news remained locked in their houses. Everyone except John thought that that if the tomb was remained empty, it was because the body has been stolen. However, a few hours later, these men and women will be transformed. They will go from doubt to faith, from fear to incredible assurance. Not just for a few days, but for their entire existence. And the question is, what happened? What the reason of this change? Essentially, an experience that everyone had, an encounter with the living Jesus. They ate and drank with him. They touched him. Their whole lives were touched. My dear friends, let me tell you, the same reason Christ joined us on this Easter day to strengthen our faith. He is present in the Eucharist that brings us together. He is present in the baptism that we celebrated last night, and those who will be celebrated today. He also wants to be with us in the joys and sorrow of our lives. He wants to be present in our gestures of sharing and solidarity. Jesus wants to be with us in our workplaces and also during our spare time. To live as a reason is to go and tell others that they can also rise, that they can also walk throughout the light, which is Jesus. This means going to tell them that they are children of God and that God will want them to be close to Him forever. That's why today I'm so happy to see our church packed full of many people. I know some of you, but also I don't know many of you. We don't know me. I am Father Rima Tumbwe. I am your new associate pastor. I'm from Africa, Cameroon. Do you think I'm from the south of Chicago? No. I'm from Africa. Okay? So I came here in this parish in June 2020 among the pandemic. Maybe that's why I don't know many of you, but now the place is safe. We can come back to the church. Maybe you know we joined this location and Queen of the Rosary to become one parish, and the new name now is Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. That's why I tell you this is the Easter Church. God give us this new parish, all of us, to bring forth and to build here the kingdom of God among us. And today we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. And we are called also to be agent of the resurrection. That's why let me reaffirm the following. To live as a risen man and woman is to go and tell others that they can also rise, that they can also walk toward the light. This means go to tell them they all are children of God, no matter their social rank, no matter their sexual orientation, no matter their political box, all are children of God, no matter their past life. What matters today is the future that Jesus opened to us again with his resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The good news of this day is that God is not on the side of evil. The good news of this day is that God is not on the side of suffering and death. He is on the side of life, on the side of the living ones. If we are afflicted by sickness or suffering, we must say that they don't come from God. A loving God can only be on the side of life. Through the resurrection of Jesus, the apostle discovered that God is stronger than death. They say to themselves, if God is stronger than death, if God can't raise his son, it changes everything for us. That means for us, in our struggle against the forces of evil, we are assured of winning. I tell you, if right now in your life you are facing a difficult moment, which I can call family discord, maybe you are struggling with any kind of illness, you have a financial difficulty, you have many issues with your neighbors, let me reaffirm you that in our struggles against the forces of evil, we are assured of the victory because Jesus stayed by our side. Amen.
Amen.
In the fact of the resurrection, the disciples find tremendous assurance in their own lives. They are ready to face all suffering, tortures, and even death rather than to deny their faith. For them, death is a passage to a different life that they have touched in the person of Jesus. like today you saw, you will touch Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And this changed everything in your life. If you believe that this piece of bread is no longer a bread, it's Jesus residing with his body, with his soul, given to you, given for the sake of your soul. Amen. Amen. For a disciple, then, death is a passage to a different life that they have touched in the person of Jesus. All this brings us back to our lives as believers. To be a believer, is not to get a glimpse and say, I think there is something up there on the altar. I believe. Yes, but I don't have any proof. That is not like everything don't exist. Some people ask me, Father, what is the proof that Jesus is risen, that Jesus is alive? Do you want a proof? Maybe today when you go back at home, go on Google and you type and question Google how many Christians we have around the world. And Google will tell you that we have around 2 billion and a half Christians around the world. This is the proof of the resurrection of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Around the world right now, they say that we are a kind of 6 billion and more. And actually we have 2 billion and a half. It's a huge number. But we need to continue to help Jesus to save the other souls that remain at home. I would like to have here baby sitting here, people around, like today, people outside. We put many audio outside that people can follow the mass even at home. And then we can have like 6 billion Christians following Jesus. Amen. 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 To be believers is to believe in the risen Jesus. And this changes our whole existence. From that moment on, we will have greater realism. We will never be able to cover up our eyes before the evil of the world. On the contrary, we will commit ourselves to fight it as Jesus did. On the other hand, we will go with this assurance that we are winners. And this changes everything. He can't change today, and he will continue to change. Let me tell you, with the resurrection of Jesus, the new world has begun. We have already risen, says St. Paul. So yes, today again, we have the right to say, Hallelujah. Because at the heart of our faith, it is the assurance that Jesus as a reason. We will sing Hallelujah. We will sing Hallelujah because our lives takes on a completely different meaning and value. God is good.
All the time.
I don't hear you. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
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 Let's give a round of applause to Jesus, our risen Lord. A round of applause to him. Yeah.